Hello and welcome to your Sunday Supplement. It's your regular look back at the events of the past 7 days and you look forward as to what's coming up over the next week. The team today, Assistant Editor Carl Jones and Video Editor James Shaw. Now, one of the main stories this week revolved around the Foster family. That's the tragic family, of course, all lost in a blaze earlier this year. I think that, James, you went to the house this week to film new video, and can you talk us through what happened? What was the story there?
Yeah, there's a story about looters targeting a house, which is terrible in itself, but I spoke to some of the villagers there, and obviously they didn't want to be filmed on camera. I think they're just sick of the whole. Basically, they describe it like a shadow hanging over the village, and it's just going in a year after we come along. And
there were sort of very, very tragic events there, and the latest incident was that people had gone to the site and...
Mr. Foster's brother, Andrew, said people are still targeting the house, looters. It's a bit ghoulish, and the whole place is just, it's just very creepy and very... It just needs to be left alone now, I think.
Okay. And I think that there are plans to redevelop that site, which I think are probably in the pipeline to, and those will be discussed later in the year. In sport, I think also you're starting us off with sport, ice hockey.
Yes, Telford Titans have made quite a few decent signings. One of them's Marek Hornak from last year's Tigers side. He was leading scorer last year, and they're stepping down a division, but I think in that division, I think they'll show up really, really nicely.
Great, and obviously we'll be following that. Now, I think also it's been an encouraging start for the region's closest Premiership side. Carl, you're probably best placed to talk about Wolves.
Yeah, I am actually. It's a fairly encouraging time, although I was there on Tuesday night for the Carling Cup game, which was absolutely like watching paint dry, except you don't pay that much for the privilege when they scrape through past Swindon Town on penalties. And we all trooped out of the ground about 25-11 on Wednesday night. It did just show you that Mick McCarthy played his reserve side, really, and it shows you that, you know, if you're relying on a squad for a Premiership success, then, you know, I hope we don't have too many injuries in the first team this season.
And we've got plenty, of course, to look forward to next week on the features and supplements front, and what's coming up there.
Yeah, well, of course, we're in the middle of a bank holiday weekend. There's some fairly big events going on today and tomorrow, including the big steam rally at Onslow Park, which always gets big crowds in. So we've got reporters, photographers and full coverage up there, which will be in tomorrow and Tuesday's paper. Over the course of the coming week, on Wednesday, we'll have more lifestyle news for, and including your piece, Andy, from Bishop's Castle.
Bishop's Castle. I write that as the most bohemian market town in Shropshire. That's probably from a very small pool of bohemian market towns in Shropshire, but it's a lovely place, and we have written about the sights and attractions of Bishop's Castle for Wednesday's lifestyle.
We talk about Shropshire's uniqueness, don't we? And it definitely is at the fore in the Clun Valley and Bishop's Castle, isn't it? So that's on Wednesday. On Thursday, we're into the fourth week of our series of prospectus features, looking at a combination of what to do if you haven't got the A levels that you want or the GCSEs that you want, and further education options. Do you take the university route or do you go the vocational way?
And I think there's been lots of coverage. I think the 27th consecutive year of improvement for results in Shropshire or something like that we heard this week.
Yeah, I'm a bit sceptical about all of that. I look at it and think, yeah, okay, 87% of people have got either A+, A++ or A grades. Well, isn't an A++ just the old-fashioned A? And isn't
it
an A star a B? And isn't a normal A a C? And I think it's really difficult for employers then to actually gauge which candidates you actually want, because if everybody's got the top grades, how do you actually differentiate with people? Maybe I'm just old-fashioned as a chap who did the good old O-levels, you know.
So there's prospectus on Thursday?
That's on Thursday. On Friday, in our Autostar supplement, our motoring editor Sharon Walters is giving away some tickets to the Classic Motor Show at the NEC later in the year, and I'll be having a look on Friday on our cinema page at a romantic comedy with a difference called 500 Days of Summer, and the word on that is it's one of the best rom-coms of the year. So
fantastic. Now, there's a few other bits and pieces to watch out for. We'll have coverage on video for the Shrewsbury Folk Festival and also a gallery online of pictures on Monday. That, of course, took place from Friday. Saturday takes place today and it takes place tomorrow. And then also, keep your eyes peeled for the Ludlow Food Festival. We've got plenty coming up over the next week or two on that, including lots of giveaways. You can get in much cheaper than the admission price, and also we'll be giving away food, drink and things like that. So keep your eyes peeled over the next week. Thanks very much, Carl. Thanks very much, James.
I should also just mention, just before we go, this coming week marks the 60th anniversary of the start of World War II, and Toby Neal, our nostalgia man, has been looking at some local connection to that, and he's unearthed a fabulously moving story of a Bridgnorth family that were involved in the evacuation right in the early days, and we'll be bringing that to you in the middle of the week. So
that'll be one of the page eights for next week.
It will indeed, yeah.
We'll look forward to that. Thanks very much, then, and we'll catch up with you next week. Cheerio.